So you want to listen to a pretty all right podcast about wrestling, do ya?
Well, the natural lad, Jim Swagg, has said time and time again that there's only one podcast that's the most decent and the most all right in the industry today.
And that's who? It's the Dave Graydon Wrestling Podcast. Back.
We're live from Fresno, California. No Way Out 2004. No,
probably the shittiest arena we've ever seen in the shittiest town we've ever been to.
Fuck Fresno.
Yeah, Fresno's AIDS. If you live in Fresno, I do not apologize. Fuck you. You need to move. That's it. That's the end. This is it.
I can't believe that's the part that I have the hardest time believing is that a monumental event like Eddie Guerrero winning the WWE Championship, as if it happened today. That it happened in fucking Fresno, a menial fucking city.
Yeah.
California, man.
That deserves nothing.
That's the shit that gets me, is that we got to this point in wrestling where conceivably meaningful things that happen in storylines or title changes only happen at the Big Four. But we have fucking No Way Out to prove that wasn't really the case.
Back then, it wasn't. No, anything could literally happen at any fucking time. I don't feel that nowadays, but we'll get into that. Before we do, this is Game Rage Wrestling, obviously. I'm Josh. He's Adam. If you want to listen to more of our shit, you can follow us on YouTube. Like, comment, and subscribe. Game Rage Magazine. You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Game Rage Magazine there. Twitter/X at Game Rage Mag. Follow Adam at All Gas No Trash Official on Instagram, and you can follow Frank at Anime_Syndicate_Podcast on Instagram. All right. So this episode, yes, I know, is titled Botches, you know, Then, Now, Forever, Together, right? Mocking the current, you know, thing of the movie. But also, what inspired this episode, and it's probably not going to specifically be about botches, but like, well, it is, but also it's going to be a side tangent about Eddie Guerrero real quick, because like, one of the things that inspired this episode was I just showed Adam this fucking, the speech, the promo that Eddie Guerrero did leading up to No Way Out 2004 when he won his first ever WWE championship against Brock Lesnar, right? And there was this video that was this guy who's like some voice actor that did it as like a British guy or whatever. And it was good. It was pretty good. He did a good, decent job. But I mean, he didn't say the whole speech. But anyways, we were talking about how great that speech was. And then we wanted to go and look at the match just to see and watch the ending of it real quick. And man, I'll tell you what. They botched that fucking ending.
They did.
He didn't even, because the ending was supposed to be Brock Lesnar goes to F5 him, and Eddie Guerrero reverses it into a DDT onto the belt. They were nowhere near the fucking belt. Brock Lesnar, like, rolled over after he already had been DDT'd into the belt. He rolled over, like, 3 feet into the belt to make it, you know, look like that's what it was. But even that so, we didn't fucking care, because the characters, the storylines were so, we were able to suspend our disbelief so much that, like, we could overlook that shit. That's not the case nowadays today, right? Where I don't have this ability to look past Cody Rhodes fucking up his own fucking finishing maneuver every weekend. I can't look past it. Like, I can't just let it go to let it go. Whereas when the characters and the storylines are extremely compelling, it's much more forgiving. We can be much more forgiving on this monumental moment of like Eddie Guerrero winning the title. Man, even at WrestleMania, right? Like Cody Rhodes, when he won the title, botched a couple of fucking moves at WrestleMania. That was not something that I'm willing to overlook, as opposed to this instance where like them fucking missing the belt, totally don't even care, because the way that the whole storyline played out and the whole rest of the body of work didn't matter. They could have fucked up the ending completely. They could have fucked. They could have botched it like a thousand times worse. Probably still wouldn't have fucking mattered.
I also, if we're gonna talk about botches,
yeah.
Obviously, the outcome of the fucking match is had everybody elated, right?
Yeah.
Elated, jubilant to see Eddie Guerrero, who had been in the music industry, the wrestling business for quite some time, and get his due within WWE, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why they felt compelled to have Goldberg in the match itself, because I understand that Eddie Guerrero cheats, so
yeah.
There's merit to that. Like, that's kind of a thing. That's kind of his thing.
But he cheats on his own, though. He doesn't need other people to come in and do it. Right. That was...
So, I don't understand why they felt the necessity to add in Bill Goldberg so that they can... I sound like fucking Bret Hart. I keep saying Bill Goldberg. But the point I'm trying to make is that they were going to have this match between Goldberg and Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 20, right?
Yeah.
So... I get that sabotaging Brock Lesnar of him losing the title, it makes sense storyline-wise, but the execution to me should have been after fucking Eddie Guerrero gets his you know, belt or whatever, then you fucking have Goldberg
come in. Yeah, do whatever.
But it belittles Eddie Guerrero winning his championship. So I think they fucked up that. But the outcome was so satisfying that it didn't even fucking matter.
Yeah, no one cared that Goldberg was... I didn't even remember Goldberg came out, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because that's how insignificant it was compared to that monumental occasion. And again, something like that happening in a shit-ass town like Fresno, that would never happen today.
No, it would never be in, Dayton...
Dayton, Ohio, or Dayton, fucking...
Florida, that... something meaningful would happen on a throwaway pay-per-view seemingly like No Way Out back in 2004. And I also think they should bring up fucking No Way Out.
Yeah, No Way Out was No Way Out was a great fucking brand of a pay-per-view, man. Like, I think that we need to go back to the pay-per-view schedule of like 2003, 2004, well, 2002 to 2004. You got Vengeance, you got fucking, I mean, I guess they kind of have NXT doing that or whatever, but like, I don't know, man. The pay-per-views were just better back then. And nowadays, whatever. It is what it is. But back to the whole botching thing, I just think that the product as it is presented now today is not something that I can just look past. Oh, the storylines are so good, or the matches are so good that, like, oh, I'm willing to give you a pass, like, if you botch something, right? Like, I am not forgiving in that manner right now. Now, that's not to say that that's how I'm just going to be from now on, from till forever. We can go back to those times. We can go back to putting the storylines, making them so compelling. And I do think that we're kind of on the path to that leading into Netflix. I mean, I hope we're on the path to that.
Shit, man, we're 3 months away.
I mean...
Or less than 3 months away.
They're trying to tie up this bloodline thing, which, okay.
Yo, that's a good question, actually. Well, you didn't ask it yet, but I'm thinking it. I'm giving myself credit for some reason.
Yeah.
Do you think things are going to wrap up by the end of the year, major storyline, so that we could start fresh and get to a whole, like, a whole different world when we get to Netflix?
Not entirely, which is why it's going to be, again, it's not going to get us fully there yet, because the one holdover from whatever the fuck's going on right now is going to be The Rock and going against Cody Rhodes or some bullshit like that. That shit needs to die.
Fuck, man.
I don't have a problem with The Rock either, but this fucking iteration of it, they need to take the strap. The belt has to come off of Cody Rhodes. That's just, he can't be the WWE champion anymore.
Like, I also don't think that this match, if we're talking about botches.
Yeah.
The fact that they teased this on the Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania to say that possibly The Rock's going to come back to come after the title to set everything right to have the WWE Universal title back in the NOI family. Dude, it's been too far too long. And I don't even care if it's like a hand-wavy reason that The Rock put the orders for Solo Sikoa to wipe out Roman Reigns so that, you know, because their family's disgraced now. It's like, he's not fit to be the tribal chief.
Yeah.
Let's have Solo Sikoa be the reason, which is like a legitimate reason of why The Rock has been out of the picture and that he gave the orders to Solo Sikoa. But, dude, this shit's been going on too long, and it's been played out for nearly 6 months now.
Yeah, and I think the bloodline has run its course. I mean, Jesus Christ, the thing's been around for, what, 4 years or some shit like that, almost?
Yeah.
I mean, 5 years going on now, probably closer to.
Mm-hmm.
I think this bloodline has run its course. I think it needs to go away in all iterations, and I think that's what they're setting up for. I think that what'll happen is when we get to Netflix,
mm-hmm.
The Rock is going to be ushering us into this WWE version of Attitude Era, I feel like. I think The Rock is going to be the one. I think on that Monday Night Raw, that first one on Netflix, the main event will be The Rock versus Cody Rhodes.
I don't need that.
But that's going to be when the reset starts. And The Rock will have the belt maybe for a month, maybe 2 months. And then he's going to, because they got to get into WrestleMania. Maybe he'll even keep it till WrestleMania. And I think WrestleMania next year, what is it, 41?
Uh-huh.
Is going to be the true reset of all. That's their opportunity to reset everything. And you need a transitional champion until you get to that point, and it's going to be The Rock. And then whoever the next heir apparent is going to be mm-hmm. will defeat The Rock. Because that's one. If you defeat The Rock at WrestleMania, that crowns you forever.
It does.
And that's something that they need to give to. I mean, I don't know who they give that to right now. I don't know who's a candidate for that. I mean, shit. Of the people that are on SmackDown, you don't really have a lot of choices. I mean,
not really. I mean, it's a lot of guys that are. I don't want to say it's veterans, but LA Knight's that's not happening.
Nope.
It's not fucking Andrade because he's been around for too long. Carmelo Hayes is too young, and yep. I don't think he's convinced a lot of people that
he's ready.
It's more so like Bron Breakker, I think.
Yeah,
but he's on fucking Raw, so it's like unless that motherfucker shows up and just spears the shit out of The Rock, and he doesn't even necessarily have to win the title. He just needs to show up and spear the. And you're like, here I am, man. I want in the main event picture. I'm gonna spear The Rock so I can make my statement.
Yeah, that very well could be. So, you know, but that's when the reset's going to happen. I feel like it'll be WrestleMania. I don't think they'll reset everything just for Raw to come to Netflix because I'm sure they'll have some kind of a deal for SmackDown on Netflix as well by that point.
Maybe not, man, because I almost wonder if they don't even bother keeping the programming on the same network or the same same company for the sole purpose of, well, we got to deal with Netflix. This is how much we got so that they can leverage SmackDown for some other maybe streaming service or whatever it is so they can get like an extra $250 million or something. So
yeah,
it's like
maybe,
you know, for like negotiating purposes that they don't put. They're not going all in on one streaming service because that'll be.
But here's the other thing, too, is now that you. Oh, what are you going to market the B show? Like, you might as well get more money, or you might as well get a little more money out of Netflix and just package the whole deal.
Uh-huh.
And I think eventually they're going to turn. Netflix will likely be the one that gets the catalog and the PLEs and all that shit when the deal with Peacock is done in mm-hmm. a couple more years or however. I think it's 2026.
Yeah.
It ends. But, you know, that's how they can change things around right now.
I also want to say, because we're kind of going all over the place.
Yeah, we are. This is fucking all over.
Peacock's fucking UI is dog shit.
It's
as AIDS. Far as, like, looking through old things.
It's horrific.
Netflix actually, I think, might end up doing a service if they end up taking the entire backlog of old pay-per-views and old Raws and SmackDown, I think it'll be more accessible or more easily discoverable because Peacock, dude, it... I don't fucking know, dude.
Okay, the one thing that really fucking sucked about... The one thing that sucked with Peacock was on the old network, the WWE network, they used to have it to where you could set it up to where you could do pay-per-views by year, and it would have them in order of how they happened that year. Uh-huh. So, like, you could also go to the page where they would have, like, if you wanted to see, just scroll through all of the SummerSlams, okay? You could do that, right? And find whatever SummerSlam you wanted. But they also had it by year. So, like, if you, let's say, wanted to watch some shit in order, you could know exactly where to go and to find out. Because on Peacock, they got rid of that. Oh, there's Cooper fucking having his little... All right, anyways, with Peacock, the way they do it is they remove that shit by searching by year. Because what sucks is when you want to, let's say you want to watch a storyline play out in order through like pay-per-view, right? And you wanted to go whatever. You don't know because every year the pay-per-view orders change. So like you can't just go and like, oh, you can't go to fucking like, I got to go find it individually. So then I have to go to Wikipedia and look up the pay-per-view order for whatever, 2001, let's say. And then find out what pay-per-view, okay, what was next in the pay-per-view order or what was this, what was that? Instead of like... being able to just go to the year and knowing, oh, cool, I could just go and scroll through all the pay-per-views that happened that year in order. So that's a fucking botch and a half. And they deleted that whole thing going into that, and it hasn't come since they've fucking been on Peacock, and it's not, I know they're not going to do it. I hope Netflix learns from this mistake and goes back to that, has that option available for people to do shit. But again, Peacock's UI is terrible.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of the contributing factor of why that is, but...
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about the Netflix shit, man. Dude, we really... I mean, once you're a legend as far as wrestling goes, especially for The Rock, there's simply no going away. Like, you can come back whenever you want. People, you're going to be met with fanfare almost pretty consistently, whether he's heel or face, it doesn't really matter.
Doesn't matter, yeah.
The only thing I really have to say, man, is if we're starting a new era, God damn it, dude. Let us just start with the clean slate and let things of the past die in the fucking past. I think that starts with The Rock for me personally. I just, the more times that he comes out, the less it's believable that he can win a match. Because I don't even know if he's closer to 60 than he is 50 at this point, but
I think he is.
You can't. I can't buy into the idea that The Rock can hold up in a match for 30 minutes unless there's some kind of gimmick or stipulation,
right? Which
there's interferences. He can't do a straight match anymore.
No, he can't. And so that's where I think that you're right. I think they need to just let it give us a true reset. And look, if The Rock wants to be the Vince McMahon character or the Mr. McMahon character that's gone, I'm totally cool with that. I'm on board for this final boss Rock. Like, I'm on board for that shit. Let's go. Let's have some more fucking The Rock coming in and being the boss. I mean, I think I kind of think he needs to, like, throw his weight around a little more and really sell the fact that he's able to affect storylines and fuck shit up and piss people off and do things. And once you get that going, then we can get into some fucking building maybe the next Stone Cold Steve Austin character or something to that effect. Building the next him, essentially, the next Rock. But because that would be that's going to be a great thing. People hate the workplace, man. That's something they always hate. And especially nowadays, it's even worse than it was back in the late 90s. And people really want to strangle their boss and fucking give him a Stone Cold Stunner. So, like, fucking...
Yeah.
Now that's a storyline I think you can really capitalize on.
True.
But I don't know. We'll see what they do with it.
Man, we didn't even fucking really talk about the whole Eddie Guerrero thing.
Yeah, I know. Well, I went on about the botches at the beginning, but the Eddie Guerrero. I think we'll have to do an individual episode about Eddie Guerrero, which will be upcoming. That we'll probably do that on I don't know, this week or next week. Well, that'll be out in a couple, a week or two, just whatever. Just pay, stay attention for that.
Okay.
Which is why I didn't name this episode anything to do with Eddie Guerrero, because I knew it was probably going to turn into something different.
All right.
And I do want to dedicate a whole episode talking about Eddie Guerrero, because, like, man, that's one of, I don't know, it's one of our favorite wrestlers of all time. I think all of us here at Game Rage can, you know, can agree to that.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we got anything else for this fucking weird-ass episode we just did?
Yeah, that was weird shit, but whatever. Hopefully you guys...
We got to talk about wrestling.
Yeah, took something away from it. Hopefully, I don't
know. Yeah, anyways. All right, well, that'll be it for us. If you want to listen to more shit, go to Game Rage Magazine on YouTube. Like, comment, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Game Rage Magazine, Twitter/X at Game Rage Mag. Follow Adam at AllGasNoTrashOfficial on Instagram, and you can follow Frank at Anime_Syndicate_Podcast. All right, that does it for us. Catch you on the next one. That was another wonderful, amazing, powerful episode of the Game Rage Wrestling Podcast. And take it from me, ladies and gentlemen, the natural lad, Jet Swag. If there's one podcast, one show you should be listening to, that you should be absolutely grateful for, it's the Game Rage Wrestling Podcast. And one of the things you can do to show your appreciation for all the hard work and dedication that these boys put out day in, day out, just for you people, it's that you can go and you can subscribe and you can like and follow them on the Instagram and the TikTok at Game Rage Magazine. You can also follow them and like them and subscribe to them on the old Twitter, which I don't know what it's called now, but who cares? It's at Game Rage Mag there. Additionally, if you feel the need to really show your appreciation, which you should, then go to their website at www.GameRageMagazine.com and show us some love. Show them some love. And show some love for the natural lad, Jet Swag.